Amen. Well, welcome to the Wednesday night edition of Voice of Believers Church, where we learn how to overcome and win in life, because that's what we want to do, don't we? No one wants to lose. If you young men would want to come and get ready to take up the offering, if anyone needs any envelopes, just raise your hand, and one of these guys will bring it to you. I want to talk about, before we pray over our offering, God is our supplier. And he has many ways of meeting our needs, many ways. Too many times we put a limit on God because of our experiences and our past. But here's some of the ways that God will provide for us. For instance, he'll use tithing. Sowing and reaping. He'll use the law of multiplication. Giving to the poor. That's another way of receiving. Another way is giving to the ministry, or as a memorial, or just being in relationship with God. We receive, right? We receive salvation. Provision direct from God. I mean, he going through the wilderness, you know, even the wilderness, they were able to get water from a rock, right? He's got a lot. And then he sent a raven with bread and food. And then even with Jesus, God sent their tax money out of a fish, right? There's all kinds of ways. Amen. Those are miraculous provision. And then we have the earth's resources. God provided oil and coal and gold and silver, right? And then provision by people, or witty inventions. He'll give you ideas. Or just through the world system. He'll, you know, when, for instance, you know, sometimes if there's a time crunch, God will make it work. Like when it was time for John the Baptist to be born, to make way for Jesus, and his father, Zechariah, kept speaking against it, and the angel said, "Nope, we need to do this now, so you're not going to be able to speak until he's born," because he didn't want him speaking against it. It was a time crunch. And so there's all different ways. And then there's the favor of God, plus our covenant. So we can't put a limit based on where we're at in life. You know, wherever we're at in life, just start as a seed. Keep sowing your seed and keep believing. And I want to have our scripture be Matthew 6:33. It says this: seek the kingdom of God first, above all things, and learn to do things God's way. God's way of doing things, and then all these things will come to you. And the things he was talking about was food. He was talking about clothing. He was talking about shelter, things we need. You know, like the world, they have to seek after those things. But God is saying, if we seek the kingdom first, above all things, then these things will come to us. And to me, the number one thing I believe is obedience. You know, the blessing always follows obedience, doing it God's way. And then those things will come. Amen? And we're going to go ahead and pray. He's giving me the look. No, time crunch. Yeah, amen. That's right. Well, Father God, I just thank you, Lord. We're doing it your way, because our way don't work. The world's way isn't working. We're doing it your way, Lord. And you made promises. And you are faithful to keep your promise. You said when we bring our tithes and offerings to the house of God, to your house, Lord, that you would open up the windows of heaven. You'd pour out a blessing so big there wouldn't even be room enough to take it all in. You would rebuke the devourer from touching our stuff and destroying the fruit of our ground. And all the nations would call us blessed. You said when we give, it'll be given back, full measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men bring into our bosom. You said we can believe for the 30-fold, the 60-fold, the 100-fold, 1,000-fold, or as much as we can believe. So I'm in agreement with everyone here that our needs are met, that the blessing comes to us. within the overflow. Lord, I pray that the blessing comes in so much we don't even have room enough for it all, so that we can be a blessing to those around us. And I'm in agreement that the devourer is rebuked. You can't touch our stuff. You can't touch our household. And all who agree say amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. I can't, if you would, young man, would pick up the offering. Thank you. And I can't think, is it going to be this Friday? This Friday, we're having a healing service at 7 o'clock. If you know anyone who needs healing, send them on over. Amen. Anything else? All right, I'm ready to hear Word of Faith. Pastor, my favorite.
You know, you have to hear it tomorrow, I guess. Yeah, because you're not going to hear it tonight. You're going to be in there with the youngins. Okay, you want to stay with me, huh? All right. All right. Preach it? Okay, we will, if that's what you want. We can. Praise God. What is that? Youth and children. Hold on. Oh, hold on. We were. Y'all need to hear this. Because as you grow up, you'll understand this in your life. Because the Bible talks about it. Then I'm talking about thoughts. Words are thought capsules. They're thought containers. Words are thought containers. Monica and I were at Monday Night Recovery, and we were praised and worshiping. And I looked at Monica, and I seen her face just like a concern or something came over. And the devil had injected a thought while we were praising and worshiping. We were praising God. And it's the same thing just about, it tried to happen to me right there. And I went like this. Like, nope, you're not cutting that thought. I'm not allowing that thought. And I seen how it affected her, that from when we were at Monday Night Recovery, praise and worship. And I asked her, and sure enough, she had a thought the devil put in there that she didn't want in there. And she had to rebuke it, tell it to go in Jesus' name. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is thoughts, your thoughts. All right, youth and children can be a little released. Remember what you're thinking on, little ones. No, thing, slow down. All right. A little warm, man. I was wondering if that was just me or. That's odd because it's sitting at 71 degrees. Huh? I don't know why that is. Well, let's turn over to Romans chapter 12. Hold on. Let's turn over to the Lord directed me to this. We got to say our saying first. And that's 2016, the year of the great breaking loose. Y'all ready? 2016 is the year of the great breaking loose. Hallelujah. Lord, we're going to break loose from the enemy. All right. Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to talk about the Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. You know, we finished up the shield of faith. We're moving on to verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. It is your protection for your mind. You're protecting your mind, praise God. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Your mind, we're going to be talking about thoughts. The thoughts you have. And I said it earlier that words are thought capsules. They are thought capsules. Words are thought containers. When I say dog, you don't think of just D-O-G. You think of that old dog that you have. You know, whatever your dog is. Because it's a thought. Do you know this Word of God is the thought of God? It's His thoughts. Full of His thoughts, what He's translated. Now, you can get it in many different languages. Even though I don't understand Portugal or Chinese or anything else or one of those other languages, but they understand it, they know it, and they understand that thought, just like I understand the thought in English, praise God, because it's English. It's God's thoughts going into our hearts. We're talking about this helmet of salvation, our thoughts. Let's look over to Romans 12:2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And while you turn there, I'm going to pray. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, you give us the mind of Christ, that we have the mind of Christ. You have a sound mind. Lord, I thank you, Lord, give me words of edification, exhortation, comfort, illustrations, and testimonies. We thank you, Lord, that each and every one of us in here receiving, and me too, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and revelation of your word. Thank you, Lord, for utterance. We thank you, Lord, for your word going forth. And we thank you, every ear and heart that's open to the word. And Satan, we bind you up. You cannot steal the word of God in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Now, some, after they get saved, wonder what's going on in their life. They're like, hey, I got saved. And all of a sudden, but why am I having this thought? But I just got saved. I asked Jesus in my heart. And then you got these questions going in my mind. Well, even though your spirit man has been regenerated, it's been renewed. It's got life in there from the Holy Spirit. Your mind has still has to get renewed. It has to be transformed, not and conformed. Don't you? Wouldn't you agree that some of us probably need to tear down some old walls and rip up some carpet and floors in a mine and just sandblast that mine with the Word of God and the things that are out there in the world, put them away and get this in our mind. Wouldn't it? The change that would happen in our lives would be amazing. And see, that's what I'm working on myself right now. I'm working on a change where I can be more transformed like Jesus instead of being conformed like the world. So, praise God. We need that transformation. And we have that power through the Word. That's what thoughts do. That's what thoughts do to people. They change you from the inside out, praise God. They got the changing power of the Word. And do not be conformed, I'll say it again, verse 2, conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God. The will of God. Well, if I only knew the will of God. Some people say, if I knew the will of God, I could, you know, if I could get in the will of God, I'll be all right in my life. And they're right. If they could do the will of God and be obedient to the will of God, their life would be such a blessing. But you know, there's a lot of Christians out there. A lot of Christians. And even some ministers and preachers and teachers that don't know the will of God. I don't know if this is God's will or not. And that's a scary place to be, is not knowing where you're supposed to be, if you're in the will of God or not. It's a more of a relationship with Jesus instead of that fellowship where you've got that tight bond from the Word, because they're God's thoughts. God's thoughts that He's imparting to us. What happened to Adam and Eve? I mean, well, Adam's sitting there, and it said, the Bible said he communed with God. He communed with God, talked with God. What were they just saying? Hey, how you doing there, Adam? How you doing, Adam? And back and forth. No, they were sharing God's thoughts. Sharing God's thoughts. Hallelujah. It will change your mind. It'll change your life, praise God, from the inside out. It is such a better life when you get in the Word. And when you, like I said, you need to let them old walls and that carpet get tore out and get that baby sandblasted and put this in there. Put in the Word of God to rebuild it and get strengthened, praise God. Because it'll go from conforming you to transforming you. What happened to Adam and Eve? You know, here they are. They're blessed and doing great. Because why? They have God's thoughts. He's been sharing them with him. They're like God. In the image of God. And then there's that stinking little old devil. And he shared a thought with them. And that thought was a lie, and the origin of it was from the devil, and it brought death. He lied to the woman and said, "You surely won't die. You're not going to die if you eat of that fruit." But he was lying. But what did that thought do? That thought got them both in trouble. They disobeyed God. So if that thought and the origin was from evil and came into their mind and they obeyed it, we have to watch what we're doing, praise God. Thoughts are that important. The thoughts that are going through your mind, because you're thinking something, praise God. You're thinking something. Like I said, I was sitting on that front pew praising God just a little bit ago, and all of a sudden, I went like this because I was just trying to shake it out of my mind because I'm giving glory to God. Now, there's thoughts that can downright make your heartbeat go up. There's thoughts that can cause your blood pressure to go up. There's thoughts that can make you perspire because there's and from the origin of the enemy. But there's thoughts that bring joy and peace from the Prince of Peace. And those, why not put those in our mind? Why not in the feed down in our spirit? Why not have those in our mind, praise God, to change your life, praise God. It'll change your life. You know, with you think of what Noah? Was it Noah? Yeah, Noah. He at his time, the Bible said that the imagination of everyone, except for Noah and his wife and his family there, everybody on there had become Their imagination and thoughts were evil. They were evil. And there wasn't nothing left for God to do. I mean, he'd done what he could do and saved the 8 people, praise God, and rebuilt from that because the imagination of all people and their thoughts have become evil. They were evil. And that's what a thought can do. It can just, if you keep thinking on it and thinking on it and thinking on it, you have to be able to stop it. You know, I've been working on this myself. I'm not just teaching this just for your benefit. I'm teaching for my benefit too. Because, I mean, I've been working on it hard the last 2 or 3 days. When a thought comes, nope. I submit myself to God. I resist the devil. You flee from me. I will not think on that. No toxic thoughts. No toxic thoughts. I will not think on that thought. Because I know if it's bringing joy and happiness being because of the Word, because it's God's Word, I know it's from God. I know the origin of that thought. All right. I propose a question to you. And a thought is not material. It's not. Is a thought material? No. Is the thought physical? No. Where's it come from? If it's not material and it's not physical. You're exactly right. Romans talks about it. Some of them had carnal minds and thoughts, and some had spiritual. Thoughts are spirit. They're spiritual. They're not physical. They're not material. They're spiritual. They'll seep in. And it's what you do with them. Do you allow them to stay there? And we'll get to how to fight against it here in, you know, probably in Sunday. I guess I think I teach next Wednesday too. But we'll see how far God goes with it and how to combat it. But I've given you some illustration how I combated it right there when I was, I know one guy, he was a minister. He wore a rubber band around his wrist. And when a thought came in he didn't like, he'd snap it. And just to get his attention, nope, I'm not thinking on that. And he was just trying to come against some thoughts. And like that one time I was praying for America and I had that just oppression come on me. And I had to start quoting the Word. I started quoting God's blessing. The blessing of the Lord makes me rich. He has no sorrow with it. And I was just praying for the United States, praying for my country and stuff. And it was terrible what the devil was trying to do. But I finally overcame it through the Word of God. Hallelujah. I was able to overcome that. Let me read that in the message. Message says it like this. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing for you can do for Him. I'll say it again. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fix it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Rarely recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlock the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity. God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. That was the message of Romans 12:2. Who knows that the culture can bring you down? The culture and the world. Peer pressure. You take peer pressure. You think children and youth. Oh, no, no. It's much more than that. It's much more than that. It's adults, too. Don't kid yourself. You get in a job like I am, I got peer pressure. I got to conform like him. I had to fight every day. Every day because what they say and what they do. And I didn't have to back off to and not laugh at some of the things they make, jokes they say and stuff like that. And had to separate myself. You know, we're supposed to be like the salmon. We're supposed to be going upstream. We're not supposed to look like the world. We're supposed to, that's right, we're supposed to stand out. We're supposed to be like that one song that talked about we're supposed to shine and let the gospel shine through us, praise God. All right, that was the message. Let me read it in the Amplified. Verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted after its external, superficial custom, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind. But it's new ideas and a new attitude. A new idea is a new attitude. You know, this will give you ideas. This will make you so where you'll start inventing things. Do you know where all the patents in the world are? The patents on everything in the world are in the nations that preach the gospel. Go check it out for yourself. All the 200-something nations around the world, the ones that patent everything, that's invented everything, are in the nations where the gospel's preached. Go check it out. That's where it is, because it's in the mind. You know, internet. Internet was an idea first from God. It was a good idea to get the gospel out and some other good thing. Now, it can be perverted by the wrong thing. But everything can if you're not careful. But it's actually created by God. And guess what? God had a thought. And God gives somebody a thought. And here we are. We got that. How about a car? Was it that engineer that created that car? Had a thought? At first, he did, but where'd it come from? It came from God. Anything that's good for you and me, that's a blessing, that's a good for you and me, it's from God. It's from God. Like a car is a good thing. You got air conditioning, heating. You wouldn't have wanted 100. The good old days, and they can keep that. I've heard that. They can keep that 120, 30, 40 years ago, the good old days, riding around in a hot buggy with that old horse right butt right in my face and everything you're doing, it blowing on my face and it's hot. I think I'll stay with the air-conditioned car, praise God. God give that engineer that thought. And that engineer, what? He thought it. He got a thought. He got a thought. And he said, oh. And before it ever come out here in the material world, it was up there in his mind. Does that tell you what's happening in your life? Whatever's out here around you, whatever's going on in your life, is because of what you've been thinking on. What you've got in your hand, what you're doing in your life right now, is because what you've been thinking on. Yeah, it's there. It's there. So we must be thinking on the Word of God, thinking on His promises. Stay full of it, praise God. Let me keep going here. So we've been changed, our entire renewal of our mind by new ideals and new attitude. I like that new attitude. Don't we need an attitude adjustment? Well, we need the Word of God to get that good attitude adjustment, praise God. Yeah, pointing fingers at each other. Uh-oh. I'm going to call y'all Adam and Eve back there. All right. So that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the things which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. For you. He has good things for you. But you're going to have to get this thing changed and according to the Word of God. Now, I'm fixed. A lot of things are going to change in my life. this year. I guarantee it, because I'm going after this and I'm sticking with it. I'm going after it as hard as I can, because it's I can see it more plain than I've ever seen it, praise God. And I got to change this mind to change my words to the right thing even more to get where I'm supposed to go. I got to be obedient. God's been calling me to this, and I've been just kind of been lazy and putting it off and having Facebook and everything else that I've been doing. I'm going to go after this a lot more, praise God. Put more time into it. So, I mean, what I'm thinking is what I got. What I'm thinking on and concentrating on is what I got. So I got to get more of this into me to change everything around me in the material world, praise God. So I can be even more of a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, that was the Amplified, and I love the Amplified. I'm going to read it back again in the New King James, 12:2. And do not be conformed, you know, that peer pressure, to be conformed to this world, but be transformed. See that word transformed? Transformed. You're transformed. Like it said, become new on the inside. Transformed. It's kind of like a word of, they say it's metamorphosis, like from a caterpillar to a butterfly. You're transformed. That's what that word in the Greek, take it back to the Greek and the Hebrew, that transformed word, take it back to the Greek and Hebrew. It's metamorphosis. You go from a caterpillar to a butterfly. Who wants to stay at the caterpillar? I want to be the butterfly, praise God. I want to have beautiful wings, hallelujah, and have freedom like that, like never before. Now, you can even, there's even been ministers and people of God that said, you know, was in the pew, that went to the point, they're getting closer and closer to the butterfly. But you can actually, the devil will throw out those little hooks. He'll throw out those little strongholds. He'll throw out those the different things that talks over there in Mark chapter 4 that he puts out in front of people. They'll drag them back down to that caterpillar, and they'll be conformed to the world instead of transformed. But we want to be transformed, hallelujah. All right, by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Perfect will. I talked about the perfect will. We want to know the will of God. All right, how about the potter? He's going to make the vase. Would the vase come first? Was it first? No. Right here. It was here before it was out here in the material world. It was here, and it was formed here in his mind. And it's a good thing, because it can be used to put flowers in, be used to put water in to carry around and drink or whatever. It's a good thing. But it first came here before it ever got on that wheel to make it here in the natural world. So at first you gotta see yourself blessed. You gotta see yourself healed. You gotta be in the Word. You gotta be in the Word and be transformed. Praise God! You want to be transformed to the Word to be more like Jesus. If you want to change in your life, now you may be happy where you're at, but if you want, I want to change. I'm ready for change. Praise God! I'm ready for change. Hallelujah. Think I'm running for president, don't you? I had to say that. Thought it'd be funny. Okay. You want to change? We're going to change. All right, so we're going to be transformed. Transformed. And you remember I was sharing earlier about how the earth was evil and their imaginations and the thoughts become evil? Imaginations, you know, that become... is actually a good thing given to you by God to be used for good things, to get a dream and a vision. Hallelujah. I think of Jerry Savelle back in the late 60s after he found out about the Word of God and God's promises. And I won't go through the whole testimony, but you've heard it before, where when his daughter had his fingers pinched off by that rocker, he had enough of this in him to transform him for her to be healed and made whole. He had enough faith in him and been transformed. Before that, all he knew was conformed to the world, and that's doctors. And I have great Christian doctors out there. Thank God for them. A lot of Christians would be dead if they didn't. But he got enough of the word that the doctors were limited. That in Louisiana, plastic surgeon, all he could do is take the skin graft and cover over the top of that bone. Limited that. No joints there. But thank God, Jerry and his wife Carolyn's faith was not limited to the world. They were transformed. They weren't conformed. They were transformed to the Word. And they found out about, by Jesus Christ, we are healed. Hallelujah. And they stood on it. They prayed it and believed it and stood on it. Give thanks for it. And 42 days later, they seen a miracle. Did it change people's lives? No. Oh, it changed their life. Their daughters had their fingers completely whole again. The doctor who had the Buddha statues, his wife got saved. His nurse got saved. And a years later, it was in Shreveport, Louisiana, in the state of Louisiana. They said that they kept up with that doctor, and he even got saved. Praise God. The doctor even got saved. Started following Jesus. That's Jesus' heart. And before he was saved, that next week, after that happened, that miracle happened, he was going to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to speak at a doctor's convention. He was the keynote speaker, and he asked if he could share that miracle. Sure. Jerry said, go ahead. You know, preach Jesus to him. He going down there and preach Jesus. Jesus healed him, praise God. You know, even though the man was at the time was worshiping Buddha, he was telling him about what Jesus did, what the Bible did. Isn't that good news? Let's turn back a little bit. Romans chapter 4. Let's look at verse 17, please. 4:17. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, God speaking to Abraham, in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. He calls those things that do not exist as though they did. God had a thought of that, the whole, all this that we're living in, everything that's out here. This whole, what would you call it, universe. I mean, he spoke it, let there be light. And they say it's still traveling at the speed of light. What is it, 186,000 feet or mile or feet per second or hour? I don't know. It's fast. It's faster than we can run, I promise you that. And, well, there'll become a day saved that you'll finally get it, that this old body will get renewed. These mild calls right on up. And you'll get that immortal body, you'll get that glorified body, and it can keep up with the speed of light because your spirit can keep up with it right now, but your body's holding that back. Someday you'll be able to go that fast because you'll be walking and talking with Jesus. You'll be in heaven, praise God. But I'm teaching you how to live the life here on the earth and take control of those thoughts and put more of this in, put more of the Word of God in. So he had a thought and said, let there be light, and light was. Praise God. God thinking. Thoughts. This Bible is full of God's thoughts. Let's look over Proverbs 18:21. Michael Bowler's favorite verse. Proverbs 18:21. My wife's favorite verse is the one right after that. I had to say that. My wife's favorite verse is the one right after that. See it? It says, and this is not on the subject. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. That's my wife's favorite verse. All right, let's get back to 18:21. All right, death and life are in the power of what? Your tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. It's up to you, folks. You got freedom, you got free will. You're not a robot. Death and life in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. But before it ever gets right here, it's got to get right here to change this right here. You got to get your mind and your thoughts lined up with the Word of God. You got to get God's thoughts in your mind and start saying them to change your life. And I'm convinced of that. Before, even before what you say, you still got to get your thoughts lined up with the Word of God. You got to get transformed by the Word of God. Let it change you from the inside out, like it said over there in the Amplified and over there in Romans 12:2. We want to be changed. You know, did God ever talk the problem? God never talks the problem. He always speaks the end result, the answer. He always speaks the answer. That's That's the thing. The Holy Spirit is a problem solver. That's why I think men are meant to be problem solvers and everything, because the Holy Spirit's always helping me solve problems. I'll pray and pray in the Spirit and ask God how to fix this or whatever, or how to help, and He'll give me ideas how to fix it, how to make it better, praise God. He's a problem solver. Amen? We're about out of time, but let me read these few cards. These are simple. They're simple, but true. Let's see. All right, here's... All right, where's this origin of a thought? So if this thought can get in your mind and you leave it there and you let it keep coming back and you don't notice it's there and you just let it keep dwelling in you, what's going to happen? It's going to manifest out here in the natural. People will start seeing it. That's where you get the fruit. People will start seeing that fruit because that's what you've been doing and allowing it up here, and it's going to show up in your life. It's going to become fruit. The Bible said you'll know them by their fruit. You're going to have the fruit. It's going to be one way or another. Okay, here, where'd this thought come from? Your wife isn't doing a good job. She's lazy. You're doing all the work. Where'd that thought come from? That come from the enemy. Come from the enemy. That's funny. Here we go. Proverbs 18:22. There's my answer to that. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Hopefully he was smart enough before he got married to find a good Christian wife. Or he's going to have trouble. Same thing for the women. Better find a good Christian man that's after Jesus. Here's another thought. Remember what you did? You know what you did? Those kind of thoughts. And you didn't do this and that. Thoughts of condemnation. No, you don't have to put up with that. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, I'm a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Things are new in my life. I'm new because I'm transformed by the Word of God. The devil's putting thoughts of sickness and disease in your mind. You're listening on the radio's talking about the swine flu epidemic is hitting the nation, all that other stuff. You shouldn't even be listening to that stuff because that's what it's going to, you'll think on it, and put thoughts in your mind, and you'll spin up, start saying it, and guess what's going to happen? It's going to manifest out here, and you're going to have a family full of sick folks. No, you don't need to do that. Isaiah 53:4, this is God thought, surely Jesus bore my griefs, which in the Hebrew griefs is sickness and pain and disease. He carried my sorrows. Jesus was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities. The payment for my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I'm healed. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. That's my thought. Not sickness, disease. It's healed. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Another thought of the enemy. And if I'll put it this way, if you're putting things on Facebook, if you're writing things and you're talking it, it's all the same. If you're putting stuff on Facebook about being broke and poor and all kinds of stuff, or saying it, it's the devil. You're going broke. You will lose your house. Things, thoughts like that. Don't put that stuff. It may look funny or whatever. You see it on Facebook. Don't put it on Facebook. And don't say those words out of your mouth. No, you need to say Philippians 4:19. God always says the answer, and we need to too, because it's God's thoughts. God, my God supplies all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It'll change your life. It'll change your life. You change your thoughts, what changes your word by the Word of God, your life is going to be changed, I promise you. You get in this Word and be transformed and change your thoughts, it'll change your words, it'll change your life, and you won't be the same person. I guarantee you 6 months from now, you will not be the same person. Your fruit will completely change. You won't be conformed like the world. You'll be transformed and look a little more like Jesus, praise God. And we're out of time. Let's all pray. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for your thoughts. Your thoughts of wisdom and knowledge and understanding and revelation, Lord. We just carry them in our mind and spirit, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, just enlighten us with them, Lord. Let us be conformed like you, Jesus. Be more like you, Jesus, transformed into your image. And Lord, we just give us a hunger and desire for your word, to live for it and to to study it and to listen to it. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, Lord, you made us the head and not the tail, the lender and not the bar. Bless coming in, bless going out, blessing the city and blessing the field. When Satan comes at us one direction, he'll have to flee from us seven because he is not. The Holy Spirit is greater than he that's in this world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Nothing deadly will hurt us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. We owe no man anything except to love one another. Our God supplies all our needs according to his rich and glory by Christ Jesus. We give and it shall be given to us. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall mean given our bosom. For the same measure we meet with us shall be measured us again. Beloved, I pray above all things thou mayest prosper, be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Though 1,000 fall one side and 10,000 the right hand, none of the deadly will come near us. No plague or disease will come near our dwelling. With a long life you satisfy us. Thank you, Lord, for a long, healthy life. Lord, we take every thought captive under the obedience of Jesus Christ. Cast down any and all thoughts that exalt itself against Jesus. Thoughts of worry, fear, unbelief, doubt, anger, condemnation, depression, discouragement. We say, get out of our mind and go in Jesus' name. Plead the blood of Jesus of our mind. Thank you, Lord, for just give us revelation and wisdom of your word. Let's go out of here full of your word. And, Lord, let's go be that that transformation to the world that we could show them who you are, Christ Jesus. And, Lord, just send us those the ones that need you, Jesus, that don't know you, that we can pray the prayer of salvation with them. And the ones that do know you, but they don't know your heart, they don't know the word well enough, and they think that you just are in control of everything, that, Lord, we can help them understand that, you know, heaven don't look like this. You give man control. You give us the power and control. And Lord, let us help them explain that to them, that way they know that all good things come from you. And, Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Anybody have any prayers? I want to pray for